Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're going to talk about interns this morning, and Antoinette Jenkins is here this morning. Virginia Intern Day is Thursday. She is the director of the Rappahannock Work and Learn Collaborative at UMW. And we're going to find out about a whole lot of things and talk about internships this morning. Antoinette, it's great to have you here this morning. Good morning. Thanks for getting up.
It's great to be here with you, Ted. Thanks for having me.
Let us talk a little bit about you. How did you get into what you're doing now? Because as we go along, internships and just helping people get experience is really a passion of yours. But how'd you get here? What kind of a path did you take?
So my background professionally has been in human resource development for many years. And I started teaching at Northern Virginia Community College when I was in my doctoral program at George Washington University. And as a business professor there, doing work in human resource development, when I eventually saw the opportunity that the University of Mary Washington was hiring for, it just appeared to be the perfect marriage of everything I had done in my career. And a year into the job, I would say it definitely is.
Well, and to have that kind of a background and to know then what internships and getting people experience, what that does to the business and to the person, you've seen that.
I have, for sure, in my own life, and I've seen it, through students. It is one of the most significant experiences someone can have to get that essential foot in the door. It's important to have classroom-based learning, and yet employers, I know I've been on the side of recruiting and looking at resumes and wanting to see experience, and so having internship opportunities gives students the ability to demonstrate what they're capable of doing in the workplace, and then, have a way to show employers that, I have experience and I'm ready to do the job on a more regular basis.
It is like you say. I mean, it's one thing to have the classes and to have that, but it's always, I know, just when I've been through job interviews and you're asked about a certain part of that job, and to just to be able to know, I think I can do it. I know I can do it. But not to have any kind of experience, that can be really deflating in an interview.
It can, and it can also put a student in a position of not feeling as confident about the work. When they have the opportunity to actually demonstrate what they can do, that helps to build their confidence that they're capable of doing what is already there. But to be able to have the opportunity to apply those skills is critically important.
We'll get into a lot of things and just all the benefits and things that are out there as we go along this morning. To talk a little bit about the Rappahannock Work and Learn Collaborative and what's involved there, because you mentioned it, that's associated with UMW.
It is. So a couple of years ago, University of Mary Washington was awarded a grant, a Virginia Talent Opportunity Partnership grant, and what that allowed for was the establishment of a regional collaborative. And the goal is to partner together as a region to advance this mission of increasing the availability of work-based learning opportunities. So the way that VTOP is being managed at the state level is that we are aligned with the Go Virginia regions. So we here in this area are mm-hmm. Go Virginia Region 6. And so our regional collaborative is an effort of different entities within our region working together to make sure that we have these opportunities for students and for businesses to help enrich our businesses with the talents of our students.
Well, and that's what we talk so much about, how this will help the students, but this does help businesses too.
It does, and ultimately our community, right? If our businesses are strengthened, our workforce is strengthened and they have opportunities here, they'll want to stay here. And that's definitely a key aspect of this initiative, is that we want to not only develop our talent, but retain our talent here in the Commonwealth.
I'm sure you run into, because I was telling you before we got on the air that how we've been involved, the radio station here, with the externship program that Spotsylvania County Schools, and I think King George Schools has sent some students through here. And it's easy when a lot of times when you get approached about an internship to just think, for a business, just to think, we can't handle it. But there are benefits.
Absolutely, there are benefits. I always describe them as being mutually beneficial experiences. I've had the opportunity of meeting so many of our local business owners over the past year, and they often acknowledge that there are benefits they will gain from having, students working with them, support with their social media, areas where, someone might not feel as adept, right? They know their business, but maybe not necessarily some of the things that they need to do to promote their business, mm-hmm. but the kids know what to do.
Right.
Right.
That is the thing, that the kids can come in and ask questions, or why do you do this? And all
That's
of a sudden
right.
you're thinking, why do we do that?
Right. That's right. And so it can definitely help with the development of the organization to have that perspective from someone coming in, really curious, eager to learn, and asking those questions and demonstrating that there are ways that we can gain some efficiencies. That was something I had an experience to do when I did an internship, was identify a way to help the organization I was working with to more efficiently manage their data. So
it's always fun to have guests who are just passionate about what they do and are excited. And you definitely are. This is something, like you say, that you have experience from a lot of different sides, and to be able to bring that to this is just terrific.
Thank you. I feel like, not only as a professional, but also as a parent, I certainly want to see my children have access to opportunities.
Yeah.
And so, work, is one of those things that, I've seen the benefits of them getting started early to, get a head start on their careers. So,
Antoinette Jenkins is here this morning. Good stuff this morning as we talk about internships, and Virginia Intern Day is coming up on Thursday. We'll talk about that too. More coming up. Quick break on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Antoinette Jenkins is in this morning from UMW. She's the director of the Rappahannock Work and Learn Collaborative. And we are talking about interns. Virginia Intern Day is on Thursday that we'll get into. You talked about a few minutes ago, Antoinette, about VTOP. Talk about what that, because sounds really interesting, and there's a lot of components to that.
Yes. So VTOP is our statewide initiative to increase the availability of work-based learning opportunities throughout the Commonwealth. It's being managed regionally. So the State Council of Higher Education for Virginia is the hub of VTOP, but they are doing this work in partnership with the Virginia Chamber Foundation and the Virginia Business Higher Education Council. And the way that the regional effort is being managed, I'm one of nine. There are the nine Go Virginia regions each have representatives. And so I have counterparts throughout the Commonwealth who are doing this work in their respective regions.
Oh, okay. So this isn't just something available here. This is a statewide initiative.
It's a statewide initiative.
It is Virginia Talent Plus Opportunity Partnerships. And that's really what we're talking about here, about just developing partnerships,
that's
I guess.
That's right. And so the way that VTOP has offered support for students is offering free online courses. So we have a developing career readiness course and a student internship toolkit. These are available on the virginiatop.org website, and students can log on. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, asynchronous learning. And for employers, there's a course developing an internship program, and that course is available to any business in the Commonwealth, but for businesses that would like to qualify for the VTOP matching funds program, four of the modules are required. And so in our region, what I've done is offered workshops to help businesses meet that training requirement in a session. So even though the training's available at any time, and we do have employers who go through the modules on a self-study basis, what we're finding is that many of them just like the idea of coming. You know, we host them on campus. I've even done one at Germanus campus in partnership with other organizations. And when we have businesses come in to do them, it's 2 hours. You know, we feed them. I facilitate conversations with them around internships. And then they emerge from the session having met the training prerequisite. And then when if they meet the other qualifications for the program, then they could receive matching fund support from VTOP to help pay their interns.
Paying interns. That would be music, I think, to a lot of interns' ears, and to be able to do that, and also to businesses that you're getting interns that are being paid.
That's right. What I find when I talk to businesses is that so many of them really do want to be able to pay interns. It's just many of them, you know, feel they can't afford it. They would love to have the talent, would love to have the support, and they understand how expensive it can be for students to engage in an internship experience. And so offering the support has helped businesses to be able to afford it, because they're getting this 50% funding match to pay at least the state minimum wage. Some employers pay more than the state minimum wage because of the support they're getting. Okay. They're able to afford more because they're getting that 50% match.
The other thing, as you have talked about this, Antoinette, just your involvement in the training, because I think a lot of businesses, you just, again, we talked earlier, you just feel like, I don't have time. I don't know how I would even, what would you do and how would I set it up? If you're training these and helping these businesses, that would make people, I think, feel a whole lot more confident.
The feedback has been great, and that what you just said is definitely the refrain. I don't know that I would have found the time. I definitely wanted to do this, but when, you know, I'm so busy, but when they're there with me for that 2 hours, they find the time, and we get it done, and it's beautiful. Because what we have often are employers in the room, you know, some who have experience hosting interns, some who don't. And through these facilitated conversations they have, you know, there's learning that's happening where everyone's getting to hear different perspectives, different types of businesses in the room. So, you know, there's those connections being made, right? You might meet a colleague who's, you know, in a business space where you could benefit from, you know, working with that business. So there's many benefits to hosting it in that way.
And you're a great part of this because you have the experience. You know what employers are looking for, what businesses are dealing with. And so you're not coming in just with book knowledge. You come in having lived this in your HR life.
That's right. Yes, absolutely. And I definitely bring it comes to bear a lot in my work. And it's something that I think, you know, is to benefit the students as well, right? Having those sensibilities around employee rights and, you know, all of that too, I think is helpful, you know, to raise that awareness for employers and students, you know, to understand how to engage with each other in the workplace.
Well, this helps Mary Washington or any students that you're working with, especially as a parent. You do like to know that the college they're at is, you know, looking ahead and wanting to, because the thought you always have is with any degree, you know, you're going to be able to feed yourself.
That's right. As a parent of a college student and a child who has graduated college, for sure. These are definitely things that we think about as parents. And I understand that very deeply and personally. And so that also comes to bear in my work. That this is important. We do want to make sure that as we're providing space for our students to learn whatever field they're interested in, that they have opportunities to actually go out in the real world and apply that knowledge.
Yeah, and that's so important, and often overlooked. And you mentioned it a little bit earlier. It gives the student confidence going into the real world, knowing that, you know, you may, and it may have been just a short-term kind of, just any kind of internship, you kind of know what an office or what the work environment is like.
That's right. Yes, absolutely. And I think, you know, one of the things that we're seeing is that the more we can kind of challenge thinking around what's related is helpful as well, right? That a student who's in, you know, a business major could benefit from working really in any organization.
Right.
And then for businesses to think along those lines as well, right? That, you know, even if you're, you know, in a scientific space, that a student could be coming from a different discipline and still have something to offer to your business, and vice versa, right? That the student could gain something from that exposure to an industry where, you know, their talents can be applied, you know, kind of something that is, you know, cuts across different industries. So I'm finding that as we're out in the community talking to businesses and talking to students and, you know, exposing them to each other, that they're finding that there are these opportunities to cross over, if you will, into spaces that they didn't necessarily think were for them.
Yeah, I can't think of really, just any kind of experience. I think you're able to then relate that to whatever you're applying for, even if like you say that it's not even close. It does show you can make it work.
That's right, and you could end up discovering something that you hadn't even considered, right? You might learn that you have an interest that you just weren't aware of, or, you know, one of the things when I talk to businesses is they're coming to understand that, hey, even if I host a student and they discover they're not interested in this work, that's good too.
Right. You're not training someone to down the line to say, this isn't a good fit, I'm going to leave.
Right.
After, you know, 3 or 6 months.
That's right. And so still seeing the benefit of being that person's mentor while you have them there with you, and that you can still impart knowledge and provide support to someone, whether they choose, you know, that career path or not.
I see here that one of the goals for VTOP, the goal is for every graduate of a 2 or 4 year institution to have participated in at least one paid or credit bearing internship or other work-based learning experience. That's a great goal. And I mean, and that should be something that whether it's parents or academic advisors would want to encourage.
That's right.
People to do.
That is the goal. And we are working very hard to make sure that there's a path for that. And so the more we can do, you know, to get the word out, you know, and help employers see the different ways that they can expose students to the world of work. Internships, especially paid internships, are definitely a core focus. But there are other forms of work-based learning. You mentioned the externships that you all have hosted here. Those are definitely of benefit to our students and can be a stepping stone eventually to an internship, you know, which is would be a longer-term engagement.
Yeah.
And so that exposure, the opportunity to explore is, you know, valuable.
Well, I mean, you take a look at what just the job market and how it's continuing to change. And just to be able to, like you say, get into an internship and discover what maybe you like, what you don't like, and just the experience.
That's right.
In the work world today.
Yeah, I found that there are some businesses, if they have the capacity, and I don't mean capacity in terms of size, there are some small businesses that are doing this where they're actually having interns rotate departments.
Yeah.
For the duration of their internship, and then that way, as they're going about it, maybe spending a week in a particular department and rotating through maybe 4 or 5 departments, they're coming out of that with even a greater sense of what they like and don't like, where their strengths lie. So, you know, I think, you know, the more creative we can be about these opportunities and leveraging that time we have together between the businesses and the students, everyone wins.
You do have a really unique and a really a cool job here of how you're working with on both the academic side with the students and also businesses, because it is more than just a grade point average, and these are the classes I've taken.
That's right. I saw the ad for this job and it was like magic.
It does fit. It does really, really fit. And one of the things you know we talk about, you know, in about paid internships and how some businesses don't feel like they can, but this VTOP program, this is all worth looking into if you're a business and thinking we could benefit from this, and there are things out there to help you.
That's right. They should absolutely look into it. They should contact me. The website is virginiatop.org. That's Virginia spelled out, T-O-P.org. And on that site, if you go to Regions, click Region 6, and my name is right there. You can click email and get in contact with me. And the other resources we've talked about, information on the matching funds program is on that site. The link to get to the courses for both employers and students is also accessible on that site.
You are someone that people need to get in touch with. And I'm so glad we're doing a show on this today, because really the Rappahannock Work and Learn Collaborative, you're doing some great things and really helping the community. We talk about ways to help small businesses. This is a huge one.
It is. And I would say that it works because our community is amazing. Our collaborative is really taking shape. We first formed back in November after I'd spent my first few months in my role getting to know everyone and, you know, then convened the mm-hmm. group. And the partnership is beautiful. We have the support of our partners in, you know, sharing information with employers about when our workshops are happening, you know, educating employers, like, you should contact Antoinette if you want to, you know, get into this. So the work is being done not just by me, it's the support of our region, our community.
You are someone that people need. I mean, it's like you have been there. If you hadn't said that you've been there about a year, I would have said she's been there for 10 years and has put this great program together.
Thank
you. This you have found your spot, definitely. Again, if you want to get a hold of Antoinette, virginiatop.org, and then go to Region 6, and you'll see all the information about getting involved with Antoinette Jenkins and the Rappahannock Work and Learn Collaborative at UMW. More coming up. We'll continue this conversation on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station focused on Fredericksburg. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Good stuff this morning with Antoinette Jenkins with the Rappahannock Work and Learn Collaborative. We are talking about internships and in various ways to get involved in that. Again, the best way to get a hold of you, virginiatop.org, go to Region 6. And you'll see Antoinette there and click that on and get a hold of you to talk about this. We were just talking off air, and this is just fascinating. I mean, you not only are here talking about this, you said you had four interns in your office?
I did. So last semester, I hosted four interns. When I first applied to the job and saw that we were working toward increasing opportunities, not only for post-secondary students and secondary students, but K through 12, you know, the younger students. And I thought, well, what would be something we could do for the younger students? And so I came up with this idea for a coloring book that represents our region. And I'm not an artist. And so I reached out to the chair of our art department.
Yeah.
And, you know, pitched it and got his support. And then I, you know, wrote the job description, got my applicants. They were highly qualified, and I hired four students, three art students, one business student, and they have made a coloring book. And so we spent the semester, you know, they would do their drawings. They worked remotely doing their art when it worked for them in their schedule. We had a timeline, and I would meet with them weekly in person. That was really important for us to have that touch point. And I, you know, offered guidance. We, you know, I introduced them to Go Virginia Region 6 so that they could learn about the priority industries in our region. I introduced them to VTOP just to contextualize everything and mm-hmm. to help them understand why we wanted to produce this coloring book.
That's a great illustration, though, of being able to do something creative for the businesses who think, what would I get a person to do? Look for outside the box kinds of things, the things that, you know, that you might not be able to do, but you can get an intern to do that kind of thing.
That's right. A project. It's a great way to give students a feeling of ownership, being able to, you know, meaningfully contribute to something, see it from beginning to end. Internships are time limited. And so that having that closure that you did something and there's a product on the other side is definitely something that we know goes toward, you know, job satisfaction.
Because it can be so daunting to think what can I teach them or how do we not make them to where they feel that their time is not being wasted too.
That's right. Yeah. And so, you know, I stayed in my lane. I taught them what I understood and knew, and they taught me. They're the artists. They were the experts. And so, you know, any notes I had were not about the style of the art because they do beautiful work. But it was really more introducing them to, you know, what we needed to do to represent the types of jobs in our region.
I know my boss, when whether it's been externships or internships, and he takes it really personally about this is a chance to train some future broadcasters or people in this industry.
That's
and
right.
That is one way you can look at your own business of helping it, but also long term, just being able to train some students.
That's right. It is so fulfilling, and it was definitely a highlight of the spring semester for me, was having that opportunity to spend time with them.
So now that you've done coloring book, I mean, and I guess there's probably, especially with, and you've got the choice, you've got the university there to be able to pull students from, but there are, you know, I'm sure that because that was so successful, you know, that you can think of some other things to do.
Definitely thinking of other things to do.
So that what a great idea. Yeah. But that just shows that, you know, think outside the box on some of this stuff.
That's right. Having that support was helpful, you know, for getting it done. And I think as businesses consider, you know, how they can find the time and all of that, what's something you've been wanting to get done? What's on your wish list? What's your dream? Mm-hmm. You know, bring in someone with fresh perspective and give them a shot at doing it.
And they'll have to what they'll be able to walk away, the experience they'll be able to walk away.
That's
with.
That's right.
As we talk about the Rappahannock Work and Learn Collaborative, you've touched on a number of things on it, but really there are so many groups are involved. I mean, you've got a long list here of everybody from Rappahannock Community College to Germana, the Northern Neck Planning District, Stafford Schools, the UMW Small Business Center, Virginia Black Chamber of Commerce, and on this is a growing movement here.
As I said before, our community is amazing, and all of those entities you mentioned and more are they show up every time.
Yeah.
I just want our community to know that we are out here definitely working very hard to make sure that our students and businesses have these opportunities. This is all hands on deck.
So we talked about your internship that you did, and I mean, I'm sure you see all around internships that people come up, other groups come up with.
That's right. So yeah, as businesses go through, whether they go through the VTOP program or not, you know, there's awareness around some of the opportunities. Some of the entities you mentioned are hosting their own interns. You know, Fredericksburg Regional Chamber of Commerce has interns. The Virginia Black Chamber of Commerce has interns.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, some of our VTOP businesses, you know, who've gone through the training and have qualified for the matching funds program, you know, have hired students and are getting started with, you know, having them working for them this summer. So, yeah, it's.
And if someone missed when you talked about the training, the training itself is just a few hours, but it's not like you're requiring, you know, a 6-week course to go through all of this. It's just the training seems to be very, very focused and quick.
It is. The training is module based. And so if employers go through it on their own, it's estimated to take about 1 hour per module. There are 4 required for the matching funds program.
Okay.
But then when I do the sessions, because of the way it's structured, I have it condensed to 2 hours. And so I facilitate, you know, their path through the program, and they come out having completed the requirement.
So we've talked about how you live this every day, you know, with what you're doing at UMW. Did you ever do any internships when you were a student?
I did. And, you know, I actually had an experience that I think helps me to understand how internships can be challenging for students. I needed an internship for a class I was taking, but I was a parenting student. I could not give up my paid job.
Right.
And so the organization where I worked had just started a foundation as a separate entity. And so I did my internship with that organization. So I finished my workday, go do some time with the foundation, and that did that for a semester.
So that obviously had a huge impact. I mean, you were able to do that then, and again, it was somebody that was able to work with you.
That's right. And it helped to facilitate that for me. And the experience was amazing because I got to see, these are people I knew, but I wasn't immersed in their work.
Yeah.
And so I got to see a different side of you know, the overall collective work we were doing. And they were in the early stages, and so data management was not very sophisticated at the time. And I designed kind of the structure for a potential database for them and pitched it to our IT department, and they adopted it.
Wow. See, this is, again, this is another example of how an internship with, you just never know with anybody coming through what kind of impact you can have.
That's right. I was working in HR. I was not in the IT department. You know, it was just something, but I do like to organize things, and I wanted to organize that data.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, there's so much, and I guess that's part of what you do and what you're so good at is showing businesses there really are tangible things.
That's right.
That can come from something so seemingly that it's, an internship doesn't have to be a problem.
No, it should not be a problem.
Yeah.
Not at all. It's an opportunity.
So Virginia Internship Day, it's on Thursday.
It is.
And so I guess in your office anyway, this is a big day.
It's a big day. Yeah. It's a big day. We're
it's
very
4th of
excited.
July in your office.
It really is. So, you know, the governor does a proclamation.
Yeah.
We have our proclamation for this year, and we'll be on social media. I'm actually the Fredericksburg Regional Chamber of Commerce is having UMW do an Instagram takeover on the 25th. And so
fun is that?
I'm doing the takeover of their Instagram account that day in honor of Virginia Intern Day.
What a great way to get the word out on this.
Yes.
And to even introduce, this is a chance if you're an employer and you've just kind of held back and thinking, I don't know.
I don't know.
This is you can gather some information.
Yeah, and we're actually hosting our regional celebration the day before on the 24th. So that's in partnership with the Fredericksburg Regional Chamber of Commerce. Their member meeting and award ceremony. We are actually going to have a reception after that. That's celebrating interns. So.
Well, you see it all the time, and I mean, there's always the employers are looking for people with experience. This is the way you get experience,
that's
and
right.
It may be not even anybody that you end up hiring, but it may be somebody from another field. You know,
that's right.
Internships can go in a lot of different directions.
They can. You just have to be open to the possibilities. Both parties do. You know, employers need to be open and, you know, dedicate some time and resources to designing an experience so that it's meaningful for the student. They can, you know, learn. That is a core objective of an internship is for students to have that kind of safe space to learn on the job.
Yeah.
But then also for students to be open to possibilities. Think outside of the box. You thought you wanted to work for X, Y, or Z organization, consider one of our local businesses. You'll get, you know, potentially greater access to seeing the whole of a business, you know, if you do that.
And I guess through internships, it can even be successful if at the end of it you say I don't want to do that, or I want to
That's
work
right.
in a small. I don't want to work. I don't want to be a number. I want to work in a more. You know, I want to work in a smaller business.
That's right. Yeah, you absolutely can have that, gain those insights from that type of exposure. And I think that's important. And I think ultimately, you know, again, when I've talked to businesses that recognize that that could be an outcome, they think about it and they're like, but I can still make an impact on the student.
Yeah.
I can still be a mentor to that student.
Yeah. Yes. Now, and what a great thing. What a great thing that is to be able to, whoever mentored, you know, whoever, you know, you were mentored by can look back and say, you know, I remember Antoinette when, and you can see growth and that kind of thing. That's gotta be really exciting.
For sure.
And absolutely. in your own case, just because this is what you do.
Yes.
You're coloring book people.
That's right. They'll always be, you know, a part of my journey, the students I had the pleasure of working with on that project.
I think that's just a great idea, though. That's a great example of not just looking at here's what we do, because you can teach that, but you're also giving them experience and helping you with a project that you couldn't do.
That's right. Absolutely. And their names are on there. That was important to me. I wanted everyone to know who made those pages. So that's something, that's their portfolio. That's part of their portfolio now.
Yeah. What a great thing to have. We're going to take one final break and come back and wrap this up with Antoinette Jenkins. We'll give you information on how to get a hold of her and how she can help you. And again, Virginia Intern Day is this Thursday, and we'll talk about that and some of the things that you can see around the region. We'll conclude when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
If you don't know Antoinette Jenkins, you should in this area. She is the Rappahannock Work and Learn Collaborative at UMW, and you do some good stuff, Antoinette. And you know your stuff. You've got great ideas, and really, in the whole world of internships, it can be really, how do I get started? And all the what ifs, but you provide training and all kinds of things.
I'm happy to do it. Yes, the resources are there. Just need, you know, to reach out, and I'll be happy to walk you through it. I've worked with employers one-on-one. I've worked with groups. And, you know, really, it's heartwarming to see how interested people are in offering these opportunities to our students.
Yeah, boy, and it's a great thing for students to be able to have this. It's like you say, I mean, this is just to have that line or two on a resume sometimes can make all the difference.
That's right.
That they Absolutely. Can see that you are in a work environment.
That's it for sure. Employers want to feel like there's some level of readiness. And so that's too where, in addition to having these opportunities, you know, to prepare students for these opportunities, that's why VTOP has the two courses for students to guide them through, you know, on the career readiness course, you know, some of those soft skills that we talk about that are so important, communication, leadership, and those are all in line with the University of Mary Washington, you know, our Life After Mary Washington is our quality enhancement plan, and it's focused on career readiness for students. And it's most of those career readiness modules are related to our QEP. And so students, you know, would benefit greatly from, you know, taking a online module on communication and,
right.
you know, because these are the skills that employers say they value, you know, and when I tell employers that we have that particular focus at the university, they're always really delighted to hear that we understand the importance of that for their business needs.
Yeah, just the communication skills of being able to carry on a conversation, mm-hmm. or to be able to write.
That's right.
Or just some basic
critical
things.
Critical thinking, all of it.
Right. Yeah. Because even if you are in a with, you know, internships and you're being chosen, you want to be able to stand out and. Okay. Just at that level. The other thing is, and we mentioned there are so many local groups from the chamber to UMW to Germana and other Stafford County schools. If there's somebody not on that list that you're involved with that you think should be, I guess talk to them about contacting you and getting
That's
involved
right.
with VTOP.
Absolutely, please, yeah, reach out. You know, we would love to have as much of our region represented on the collaborative as possible.
And this Thursday, there's all kinds of things going to be going on for internship day.
Yes.
And from you doing some things with the chamber to just some other things.
That's right. We would love to see your internship stories on social media. You know, hashtag Virginia Intern Day is the official hashtag. And, you know, on LinkedIn, Instagram, like I said, I'll be doing a takeover of the Fredericksburg Regional Chamber's Instagram that day. So follow along for that. And, you know, employers, you know, share your reflections on your interns. How have they made an impact on your mm-hmm. business? What do you appreciate about them? This is all about us shining a light on our students and how they've contributed in their time, in their internships. There's a reason why it's in the summer, right? Because so many internships tend to take place in the summer. Not all of them, but many
right.
do. And so, you know, what have they done for your business? Whether it's the summer or whether it was last semester or before, I'll be highlighting my interns from this past semester. You know, how have they contributed? What are your own reflections? You know, I find myself reflecting on my own internship experience right now, just in that mental space.
Yeah.
You know, for employers who've had that opportunity, or if you didn't, you know, what might it have done for you? You know, looking back on your career. And so share all of that with us. Photos, treat your intern, you know, maybe treat them to lunch.
Take them to lunch or something.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So to get in touch with you, what's the best way to get in touch with you, Antoinette?
So to get in touch with me, I would say the easiest way would be to go to virginiatop.org and click on regions and click region six.
For us. Now you're doing some great things and you know thanks to UMW for hosting this and getting so involved in this. That just shows that. You know, a student at UMW, you've got all kinds of, you're there and, you know, as a parent, tell your kids to get to know Antoinette and get an internship or two.
That's right.
And I mean, maybe you can get a paid one, but even if not, especially if you're a student, if you can somehow work in just a few hours to learn some things and to be able to have that, to be able to say you've done that.
That's right. And at UMW, for students who, you know, might not have as much, if they're not getting paid, or even if they are, this over the next two semesters, we were awarded a couple of VTOP grants fairly recently that are allowing us to provide UMW students with financial support for their internships.
VirginiaTop.org, click Region 6, and you'll see Antoinette there and get to know Antoinette Jenkins. Antoinette, come on back soon sometime and talk about this again, because this is great, great stuff. Thank you for what you're doing.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
That is it. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.